The following is transcribed.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P-Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, with Superman unaware that things are not going well for Jim Olsen and Mary Hennig, the two young would-be detectives start on a mission which is certain to bring them face to face with death.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, you've heard the news, haven't you? Kellogg's Pep has fixed it so that you can get a Superman Crusader ring of your own. Just exactly like the one that Jimmy Olsen's been giving out to the kids at Unity House. You know the ring that they're so proud of? And boy, will you feel like strutting around when you wear it. You see, this Superman Crusader ring identifies you as a Superman Crusader, too. Makes you a part of Superman's fight for tolerance and for good sportsmanship. And for looks, well, this ring is really terrific. Made of sturdy silver-looking metal with a shiny, durable finish that keeps right on looking shiny and slick. It'll wear and wear. Superman's picture stands out in the front, and the words Superman Crusader are printed clear and plain on the side. And the ring's adjustable, so it's easy to fit right in your finger yourself. Now, how do you get your Superman Crusader ring? Why, it's easy. Ask Mom to get you a package of that Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Send the box top along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Get that now. Send one box top from a package of Kellogg's Pep, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Get your Superman Crusader ring from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Convinced that young Mary Hennig, a reformed juvenile gang leader, is innocent of the charge of dealing in counterfeit money, Clark Kent evolved a plan which he hoped would clear the girl and at the same time uncover a gigantic counterfeiting ring. Posing as tough youngsters, Mary and Jim Olsen secured jobs with a so-called messenger service, operated by a man named Pearlie, from one of whose boys Mary had received the bogus money. But while Mary and Jimmy were out on errands, a certain Mr. Paradise appeared in Pearlie's office. He carried a copy of the Daily Blade, in which appeared a story that made Pearlie suspicious of Mary, whom he knows as Chickie, her old gang nickname. Furious, Pearlie exclaimed,
"Chickie will be back right away. If she's a spy, she'll get what all spies get when they're caught."
As we continue now, Mary and Jimmy, unaware of what awaits them, are entering Pearlie's outer office. Biff Morgan, another young messenger, greets them. Listen.
Hi, Chickie. Hello, Jim.
Hi.
What's cooking, Biff?
Mr. Pearlie wants to see you right away, Chickie. He's in his private office.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, I'll go in with you.
He just said for Chickie to go in. You stay out here, Jim, unless you want to get your ears pinned back. The boss is awful sore about something.
What's he sore about?
Search me.
I better go in with you, Mary.
Oh, I'll be all right, Jim. Can't know anything. Probably just in a hurry to get his hands on the money we collect.
Oh, okay, but yell if you need me.
Sure thing. Well, here goes. You want to see me, Mr. Pearlie?
Yeah. Come in and close the door.
Okie doke.
Is this the girl, Pearlie?
Yeah. Oh. Name's Chickie Hennig. Listen, you...
Wait a minute. Get the money first.
Okay. Give, Chickie.
Look, what you sort me about?
You'll find out. Get up the dough you collected this morning.
Oh, it's here in my handbag. 623 for the tickets we returned to the railroad station, the steamship company, and the seven theaters. Here you are.
I'll count it later. And it better all be there.
It's all there, all right. Say, what's this all about?
When's the last time you were at the Daily Planet?
Planet? Well, let's see, day before yesterday. Why?
You didn't go back there last night after you left me?
What would I want to go back to that dump for? Now I'm working for you.
Just answer his questions, young lady.
Well, who's the character in the striped pants, Mr. Perry?
None of your business. When did you see Lois Lane and Jim Olsen last?
I didn't see them since I quit the paper.
You're lying.
I am not.
You saw Miss Lane and Olsen last night.
I didn't.
And you gave them the phony $20 bill
I gave
you.
I did not.
Let's see the bill, then.
I haven't got it with me.
Then you did give it to the reporters,
didn't you? No, I didn't, I tell you.
Where is it, then? The truth, girl.
It... I spend it.
She's lying, Pearlie.
I am not. Why, if I...
Shut up.
The newspaper story about Miss Lane and Olson being arrested was obviously a frame to fool us and cover up for this girl. Inspector Henderson had to put out some story because the mayor and the merchants are riding him.
Sure, that's the way I figured, Mr. Pearlie.
Wait a minute. You say Miss Lane and Jim Olson were arrested?
Yeah, for passing counterfeit money, the paper says. And the only place they could have got
that money... Wait! If Miss Lane and Jim got picked up for passing phony money, maybe they did get it from me.
Now we're getting someplace. I knew she'd break down, Pearlie.
Wait, will you? Let me finish. Wasn't the $20 you gave me last night, Mr. Pearlie? That must have been the dough Biff gave me last Saturday.
Who gave you?
Biff Morgan, you know.
He's one of my boys. The one who brought her in.
I see.
Yeah. Paid me $15 he owed me on Saturday. I changed a five and five singles to Jim Olson for a 10 spot. I paid the other five to Miss Lane because I owed it to her. So if you say the phony dough had come from me, must have been the one that Biff gave me.
Well, I'll be... Wait. Biff's right here. I'll find out about this. Biff, come in here.
Okay. Hey, you want me too, Mr. Pearlie?
No, you answer the phone if it rings, Jim.
Okay. What's up, Mr. Pearlie?
When you first told me about Chickie, and I told you to get her to work for me, I gave you $15 to give her, didn't I?
Yeah, that's right. I did give it to her, too, didn't I, Chickie? Didn't I?
Yeah.
Shut up, Chickie. But instead of giving her good money like I told you to, you kept that for yourself and passed off the phony stuff you got for your salary on Chickie, didn't you?
Why?
Didn't
why,
you?
I mean...
I told you the phony stuff had to be passed in stores where it couldn't be traced to us. But you double-crossed me. Well, I'll teach you, you little rat. Like this.
Hey! Hey, cut it out! Play off, will you? Cut it out, Mary, you...
Get back to the phone, Jim. Now, Biff.
Lay off, will you?
Let him alone, Pearlie.
I'm going to teach
Let him alone, I said. We don't want him marked up for the police. Now, listen, boy.
Yes, sir?
The next time you disobey orders, you'll go into the river. And you won't come out. Understand?
Yes, sir. I didn't mean nothing honest.
Just remember what I said. Now, get out of here and don't come back for a week.
Wait, Mr. We're short of messengers.
We won't need any for a week. Get out, Biff. You won't be paid for a while to teach you a lesson. You, Chickie, and you, whatever your name is.
Jim Miller.
Very well, Jim. You and Chickie wait in the next room. I want to talk to Mr. Pearlie in private.
Okay, kids. Outside. You, Biff, scram. I don't want to see you for a week.
Okay, okay.
You and Jim answer the phone until Herman gets back, Chickie.
Okay, Mr. Pearlie. Come on, Jim.
Close the door behind you.
Yes, sir.
You dirty little snitcher, Chickie. I'm going to...
Let her alone, Biff.
Oh, yeah, maybe you want to poke in the mouth, too, Jim.
Yeah, just try it and see what happens.
Not now, but I'll get you for this, Chickie, and you too, Jim.
Oh, I thought I was in for it with Mr. Pearlie, Jim.
Yeah, so did I. I was standing by the door and heard everything. You used your head, Mary.
Oh, I had to. I was on the spot.
Who do you suppose that other guy is in there?
I don't know. He looks and talks like a big shot.
Uh-huh. Well, Pearlie practically licks his boots. You know what, Mary? I think he's the head man in this counterfeiting ring.
Gee, you do?
Uh-huh. Come over here by the door. We might hear something.
It'll be too bad if we get caught, you know.
So we'll linger for a few days.
I can hear him.
Understand? You mean not put out any more of the stuff?
That's right. I have it on good authority that the mayor gave Inspector Henderson 48 hours in which to round us up or else.
Well, how does he know that?
I don't know.
48 hours, we'll be up tomorrow, and he'll be out on his ear.
That won't make me mad. Henderson's a smart cop.
It won't make me mad either.
You hear that, Mary?
Now, here's the setup. When Henderson is fired, the whole police department will be shaken up. The mayor has said so. That gives us our chance, while the new inspector and other police brass are trying to get their feet under them.
Yeah.
Before they know what it's all about, we'll cover this town with our phony money.
Holy smokes.
It worked out perfectly for us. We'll work overtime the next couple of days and nights, turning out the stuff so we'll be all ready to go.
Come here, Jim.
What?
Now I am in the superior.
What do you mean, Mary?
Didn't you just hear the big shot say they're not going to distribute any more counterfeit money for a while?
Oh, yeah, but...
don't you see? Inspector Henderson said if Mr. Kent's plan to track down the counterfeit ring with you and me doesn't pay off by the time his 48 hours are up, he'll arrest me. You know what that means.
Uh-oh.
And now it can't pay off in time, and I'll have to go to jail, Jim.
Dismayed, Jimmy Olsen looks at the pale Mary Hennig, realizing that she has spoken the truth and that she seems doomed to a jail sentence. We'll return in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, gang, you won't have to pamper your Superman Crusader ring when you wear it. No, sir, it's a sturdy thing. Keeps right on looking shiny and slick no matter what kind of weather you wear it in, even on the football field. You see, it's made of durable metal with a special silver-like finish that's shiny and bright as anything. It'll wear and wear. Yes, sir, Kellogg's Pep has a ring for you that you'll be proud to own. You'll be proud, too, to be identified as a Superman Crusader yourself and to wear this symbol of his fight for tolerance and good sportsmanship. Fact is, the words Superman Crusader are printed clear and plain right on the side of the ring, and Superman's picture stands out big and powerful on the front. The Superman Crusader ring is adjustable, too. Easy to fit right on your finger yourself. So get busy and send in for yours right away. First, ask Mom to get you a package of that sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Send the box top along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Let me give you that again now. Send one Kellogg's Pep box top, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Get your Superman Crusader ring, gang, from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
In the outer office of Mr. Perley's bogus messenger service, Mary Hennig has just said to Jimmy Olsen,
"Well, Mr. Kent's plan for us to track down the counterfeit gang can pay off in time. I'll have to go to jail, Jimmy."
Wait a minute. Maybe not, Mary.
But you just heard that man tell Mr. Perley they won't distribute any more counterfeit money till after Inspector Henderson is fired. When the inspector's fired, I'll get sent to jail.
Wait, I said. Look, we're pretty sure that guy in there with Mr. Perley is the big shot of the gang, aren't we?
Uh-huh. So what?
Well, that's what Mr. Kent and the Inspector Henderson want to know. They can trail him and check up on him, find the printing presses he makes the phony money on, and all that.
Golly, that's right, Jim. Oh, listen. We got to get in touch with Mr. Kent right away, before the big shots leave.
Right. I'll phone him. You keep quiet.
Hold it, Jim.
Now listen, Chickie. When Herman gets back, tell him I have to leave with this gentleman.
Sure. What's his name?
Just say, the gentleman in the striped trousers.
Oh. Okay.
And tell him to close up the office and stay home for a couple of days. I'll call him when I want him.
You're going to close the office?
Just for a short time.
Oh.
I'll call you in a few days.
Come, let's go, Perley.
Right.
So long, Mr. Perley.
They're gone. What are we going to do now, Jim?
It's too late now to call Mr. Kent. There's only one thing we can do. Come on, Mary.
Where to?
Where do you suppose? The Big Shot and Pearlie are probably going to the counterfeit ring's headquarters. So we've got to trail them. Alone. Come on.
Their hearts beating rapidly, Jimmy Olsen and Mary Hennig prepare to trail the leaders of the counterfeiting ring, realizing full well that if they are caught, it will mean the end of everything for them. A moment's more delay and they would have been able to enlist the aid of Clark Kent, who, as we know, is Superman. But now they must go alone. What will happen? Don't miss the next exciting episode when Jimmy and Mary trail Pearlie and the mysterious Mr. Paradise into danger. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Think of the wonderful toasty things that taste good on a frosty morning, and you think of something crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Crumbles, there's that name again, slips in every time. Crumbles, Kellogg's Crumbles, just seems to go with words like crisp and crunchy. It's such a toasty kind of cereal, sort of sweet and mellow rich. And you know, it's the only cereal in the whole wide world in those little crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. So when you think of good tasting words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly, that means crumbles for breakfast. Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman.